Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are commemorating the Michelle Bachmann birthday. No, that is not true. We are commemorating the birthday.
Oh.
Not the Michelle Bachmann birthday.
The anniversary of the birth.
Yes, of this person that is however dead now. Born on this date in 1903.
Well, that's old.
Yes, Curly Howard.
Oh, man, you got to let me know.
Oh, I forget. I
mean, it's Mo, but it's the Curly Shuffle, you know. I always like when Mo gives us a call. Curly kicked when?
Later.
Yeah.
After 1903.
He kicked pretty early, didn't he? 58? 58 or something like
52.
That? 52. 52. He'd been dead since 52, man.
Wow.
Made it to the ripe old age of 49.
That's all he was, huh?
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Brain hemorrhage.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
good.
Why?
Not good for you.
Too many hammers to the head.
Probably.
Yep. That does it every time. They tell you not to take a hammer to your head.
Somebody gouged his eyes a little too hard, poked exactly. him in the brain, exactly. started bleeding.
Yep,
you couldn't have the Stooges comedy today because of the CTE concerns.
Yeah, true.
<that's>
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Curly would have spent a lot of time in the concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And the kids would have been emulating
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
Into the blue tent, Curly.
Oh, big time.
At metro.co.uk, they had, they say they asked a bunch of bartenders.
Petey? Petey yep. volunteers behind the bar?
It's my community about, civic duty.
It's passion.
You said duty.
It's a passion.
About things that they wish that customers would stop doing.
Oh, Petey prize a list. I want to see if I've done any of these. Yeah. I think I might have done one.
I bet we all have.
I know we have all done them, but... I know, I try not to.
That's the thing. I bet we all have.
And I bet you Petey can add to the list.
I bet he can. There are several things that you should not do that bartenders wish you would stop doing at the bar. One of
farting
them...
is first, by the way.
Really? Come on, jeez. Waving money around to try and get
Ooh,
served.
Yeah, I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
I don't like that.
Is it?
Waving it, or just can you hold it in your
you
hand?
Know, like the old, you can hold it, but
don't
fling it at
all,
me.
Don't, fling it.
Don't start tapping it on the bar.
Got it. Got
louder
it.
And louder to let me know you need something. I know you need something.
Yeah. Because
you've been a jerk all night. I know you need something. You're not getting it anytime soon, especially with that sort of behavior.
Petey's an aggressive bartender.
Yeah. Well, it says everybody at the bar's got money and
right.
intends to use that money to buy a drink.
Right.
So
that's good
holding
point.
It out as evidence of
yeah.
this will not push you to the front of the line.
Nope. Yep.
Hang on, we got to take this because we did send out the signal.
I figured that.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Mo.
Hey, first thing Monday morning, you guys okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're okay.
Thanks for checking in, Mo. All right. Hey,
All
Mo.
Right.
Mo from Lincoln. You heard the Mo signal.
Always standing by.
He missed it about a month ago.
I know, but
we threw out the Mo signal about a month ago, and he wasn't around.
That's pretty rare.
I was worried about him.
He is usually on the spot.
Even Mo has to go to a meeting every now and again.
True.
I mean, on the spot in real time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bartenders.
I don't know why I'm never here if he catches that on the podcast.
What if he calls on
yeah.
the podcast?
But if he hears it on the podcast, yeah. he can like email one of us.
Yeah.
We check the email on a pretty regular basis. But by then, it'll be too late.
Bartenders apparently don't care for it when you comment on their appearance.
What's up with your braids?
really?
I don't know. What's up with your drink being empty?
What's up with your drink being empty?
Would that be more something a female bartender would put up with? But I'm sure
well, apparently
no, females are probably even worse. They
no, it
like
goes
it
for
less.
Sexualizing yeah. bartenders yeah. as well. They say that is unacceptable. If your best shot at banter is commenting on what someone is wearing or how they look, shut up while the bartender just pours your beer.
That can come off as creepy if you're a dude. Dudes yeah. trying yeah. to tell a gal, like, that's a nice blouse.
Yeah, that's
like,
stupid. Yeah. She knows
yeah,
why you're saying
yeah,
that.
Like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, doesn't come off as creepy from a chick.
Well, he means dudes are saying, what's up with that? What's yeah. up with the braids?
No, you know, but if a chick is sleazing on a male bartender, that's a little different, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a little more acceptable.
Yep.
And if a dude says, what's up with the braids?
Yeah.
Instead of, what's up with the braids?
Are those handles?
Is it different?
No,
is it different for you?
That's creepy.
It's different since the Pound Me Too movement.
Yes,
yes
right.
Yeah,
it
is.
Yeah. And since you're not gay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's flattering.
It's flattering.
It's flattering.
Fine.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Validation is validation.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. You can give me a good game. That's as far as it goes, though.
Apparently, bartenders don't care. Do not care for you offering up advice on drinks. Says that people working in bars tend to know what they're doing.
If I don't, I'll ask.
Right.
You know, like if you need a specific drink, I'm just going to ask you. Yeah, I don't know how to make that. How do you make that?
Do you know how to? You know how to do that vodka tonic? Yeah. I can tell you if you need me to.
Oddly specific drinks apparently, or bother some. Bartenders, consider the time and effort someone has to spend making it. Nobody's got time for an order of a small Coke with two small ice cubes and a thin wedge of lime cut today and today only.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be a connoisseur drinking at a chain pub.
Two small ice cubes?
Well, I guess apparently
not three,
some people are specific. I don't know.
You remember anybody being that specific?
More so just, you know, like, okay, I need a goose, a Red Bull, but splash a crayon, a little bit of pineapple juice, and can you squeeze some lime in there?
Oh,
and then I'll have a lemon with sugar on the side, please.
That was oddly specific. You just had that yesterday?
Well, you can plug in a bunch of different pieces on that one.
It's all right.
We want you to have what you... I mean,
a good
bartender wants you to get what you want.
That's true.
But they also want you to be aware of the surroundings.
Right.
And if it's, like, crazy busy and they're doing volume... You can't ask for the 14 fruit muddled vodka water.
Todd.
And I won't.
Todd.
Right. I know you're aware of that.
Right. Yeah. If it's not busy, is my muddled fruit cocktail thing
perfectly fine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I'm just asking for a couple pieces of citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Muddle it up
three?
A little bit.
What about three?
Yeah. Sparkling water if you got it. If not, tap water's okay.
Boy, man.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah. But I won't do that if it's really busy. If it's really busy, give me a vodka and club soda.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
I'm good with that.
Some bartenders don't like you being too general about what you want to drink.
Oh, give me a beer.
Surprise me.
A bartender.
Right.
Surprise me.
Surprise
one
me.
One bartender beer. Says that she hates it when people say, surprise me. And so she says, here's a glass of water. It's $20.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Expecting
free stuff from the bartender. It's my birthday. Can I get some shots for free?
Yeah. Not mine to give away.
No, that's true.
Go to the gas station. Ask them for some free milk on your birthday.
There you go.
You know,
go
to the store and try and get some free oranges. Just
or free
your
gas.
Birthday.
I always get free gas on my birthday.
Or haggle over the price of of gas like it's golf.
Right.
Well, I got to pay that price.
Don't question the measures. Are you sure that's a double?
Yeah.
Is what they say. Yeah. Ordering one drink at a time. Don't do this, as in asking for a rum and Coke, waiting for the bartender to make that. Then ask for a beer, wait for that to be delivered. And then ask for another beer and wait for that to be delivered. And then ask for another drink.
Jesus.
They say don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently some people will do that.
They will do that. And that's like in the same line as if
why do they do that? Oh, they keep saying, "What do you?" Oh, well,
a lot of times they don't know.
They don't know.
Or they're that.
No, and what?
Oh, I forgot about my date.
Like if it's really slammed too, and like you know, you be ready with your order on that line. Like
right.
on one, like
right.
if you got three people with you, don't just
Like, okay, what do you need, bro? Oh, I don't know. Hey, what do you want?
Oh.
Hey.
Because I'm gone. When you turn around, I'll be gone.
Yeah, that is one of the things listed, getting to the front of the bar and not knowing what the hell you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, order it as if you would a meal.
Here's your chance.
Oh, hey, come back here. I have to, yeah, she wants something to eat, too. Oh, hey, and the kids probably want something to eat, too.
Don't complain about the prices. Complaining will not enable the bar staff to magically change the cost of things. Mm-hmm.
Not theirs to give away.
What?
Do people bitch about the prices?
They can. That's all they can do, though, is bitch about prices. Exactly. That's all they can.
They can, but it still costs the same.
Yeah. Don't stand in the area that's marked as a place where you will not get served. Read the sign. You're getting in the way.
Yeah, I wish there was an area of a bar, and I have a problem with this. It's not really bar's fault because it always fills up. But if there are people sitting at the bar, and obviously there's a wait station, you're not supposed to be in front of that because that waitress is, that's their area, and you kind of get in their way. But there's no way to order at a bar sometimes because people, and instead of, you have to lean in between two people, and they're not accommodating because they're just being dicks about it.
A lot of times.
And if I'm sitting at a bar, I see a person needs something, I kind of lean back and say, go ahead.
Get on in there.
Because I've been that guy because bars are packed, and I don't get why there can't be a bar area, which there probably would be, except the fact is somebody would stand there and not move again.
That's why.
There should be an area you should be able to walk up to the bar and then have to get the hell out.
Orders only.
An ordering lane.
Yeah. Right. But people sit at bars. You can't get to the bar then. It's crazy.
No, a lot of times.
I feel bad. I mean, yeah.
It's a couple deep.
Right. And they're dicks.
And the only way to do it is to go stand by the station that you're not supposed to stand by.
Yep.
And try not to get in their way.
You had to push it a couple deep. He looked in here, smiled.
Along the same lines of waving your money around, don't click your fingers for attention. Mm. Don't whistle at them or shout.
Mm. Hey, Braids, what's up? Mm. That's what I do when Petey's waiting.
What's up with those braids?
Yeah, what's up with those braids?
Keep on moving. Yeah.
Don't order a minute before closing time. Don't pretend you didn't hear the call for the call for the last call.
You don't have to go home, but you got to leave here.
How many braids I got to chew on to get a drink around here?
Isn't that your Uber? Yeah, that's your Uber.
Yep. How many braids I got to chew on? Who do I got to chew to get a drink around here?
How hard I got to yank these things?
Do not ask for your usual.
If they don't know you?
Well, you don't, you know, you may assume that they know you.
Right, they don't know you,
but they don't. Just like a nickname is not cool if you ask for it for yourself. If the bartender needs to say it first, like, you know, do you want your usual?
Right.
You don't ask for it.
Right.
And then just making generally pointless comments about bartenders, the bar, or the pub that you're at.
Just shut up.
Shut up.
But if you are a regular at the bar,
they're gonna know usually.
They probably don't. You just say, "Hey, Frank, you have the usual."
Yeah, like conversation is beer or liquor. Today.
Yeah, what do you? Because sometimes you have two usuals.
Yeah. Usually the bartender will ask you that:
light stuff or dark stuff, heavy stuff or light stuff. I mean,
because you know they see me coming at the airport bar.
they part like the Red Sea, don't they? They see you coming.
No, they just know what in you know.
They know you want that double Bloody Mary, right?
They know what I drink at the airport, which is not normally what I drink anywhere else. That's the only place I drink that.
It's Bloody Marys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll make one at home once in a while when I'm really hungover, which is a thing called the weekend.
So Sundays.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.